Okay, so today is Daf Chav Dalet. Today's Daf is sponsored by Judy and Howie Han. L'zeicha nishmas of Chav Yisrael ben David, Rivka bas Yitzchak, and Yehuda ben Chav Yitzchak, Neshama Shehav Aliyah. Also sponsored by the Daskal family. Neshama Shehav Aliyah. Okay, thank you for the sponsorships. We are on Shabbos Chav Dalet on the top by the two dots by the Ibay Elihu. So Gemara goes back a little bit to discuss Chanukah. Tosfos points out, like, what was Tosfos just asked, like, why did we have this break about, you know, burning Shemen, the Shemen HaSreifa. But nonetheless, Ibaylu, the Gemara asks, Mahu lahaskir shol Chanukah b'birchas hamazon? Do we mention, which would be Alanisim, in benching on Chanukah? So the Gemara, Tosfos also asks, like, to mention in Tefillah, the Gemara has no Shaila. Right, the Gemara knows, and Jeff, it says the recording's paused. You got it? Okay. So the Ibai Luhu, Ma'u lahaskir shel Chanukah b'birchas hamazon. Do we mention Alanisim in b'birchas hamazon? So if you look at Tosos, Ma'u lahaskir shel Chanukah b'birchas hamazon, he says, b'tfila p'shitle demaskir. The Gemara doesn't ask the question about saying it in tfila, saying it in Alanisim, mishum the tfila b'tzibaru, because tefillah is a davar shel tzibur, v'ika persumenisa, and that's where you have persumenisa by that's where persumenisa aval b'birkas hamazon. But when it comes to benching shebebayis, which is in the house, leka persumenisa kula hay. There might not be as much persumenisa. So the Gemara asks, do we say alanisim in benching on Chanukah? And what's the side of the suffix? Kevan dim rabbanon, who maybe we'll say since Chanukah is a din rabbanon. So lo maskirin. So the chachamim were not mechayiv us to say alanisim in benching, but Dilma, or maybe you can say the other side, mishum persumenisa matkirin. Maybe there is some sort of persumenisa, I guess, in your house or to the individual. This idea of persumenisa, and therefore you should say it in benching as well. So amarava, amarav schora, amarav huna, eno maskir. They passing that we do not eno maskir, as Rashi says. Eino maskir, he says, eino tzorich lahaskir. There's no obligation to mention it. However, the imbal lahaskir, if you want to mention it, maskir b'hoda. You say it in the bracha of hoda, which is a second bracha of benching, which is no tilacha, right? So it seems to hear that. We obviously say it, but it seems to hear that the Gemara had paskas that there's no obligation to say it. If you want to, you should say it in no tilacha, like we do. Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikle be Rava. Rav Huna bar Yehuda went to the house of Rava. Savral ad kure b'bone Yerushalayim. So he thought to mention Alanisim in Bone Yerushalayim, which I guess is the same place that you would say Yal v'Yavo. So he said that's where you should say Alanisim as well in Bone Yerushalayim. So Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says back to them, no, b'tfila. You have to do it kitfila. You have to do it the same place where you would say it in tfila. Ma tfila, just like the Shimon Esrei, when you say Alanisim, it's b'hoda. You say in the bracha of Modim, which is the bracha of hoda. Af birchas hamazon v'hoda. So to birchas hamazon is said by hoda, as Rashi points out, is b'birchas haaretz. It's said by no delicha. So that's where you would say. That's where you say alanisim. I mean, the Gemara, all the Rishonim, they asked, like, why is the Gemara only asked the shaila about what do you say alanisim in benching by Chanukah? Why don't they ask it by Purim? So good Purim also. It's the same suffix. You have the rabbanon and you have pirsumei nisa. So the answer, mainly given the answer is that, so listen, the Ha'oros or Rebbe Yashiv and the Shurim Yisrael Melacha, they all say is that because by Purim, there's a mitzvah of Suda. So there's a mitzvah, that's part of the mitzvah of Hayom. There is a mitzvah to have Suda, so that's why there was no Shaila, you should say Alanisa. By Chanukah, there is no mitzvah of Suda during the day. Right? The Ramah says that maybe you should, but there's no mitzvah of Suda. So that's why they have the Shaila by Chanukah over Purim. Okay, so the next question they ask, the Ibai Luhu, Mahu Lahaskir Rosh Chodesh Rebirchas Amazon. On Rosh Chodesh, do we say Yal V'Yavo in benching? Interesting, we take it for granted, but it's a Shaila. Do we say Yal V'Yavo in benching? And what are the size of the suffix here? Im Tim Tse Lomer B'Chanukah Midor Rabbanon, maybe Chanukah we don't say it because it's a Dindor Rabbanon. Chanukah is only Dindor Rabbanon. That's why you don't have no Chiyah to say, to mention Alanisim in Chanukah. But when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, but Rosh Chodesh D'Oraisa, Tzarech, Rosh Chodesh would be a Dindor Raisa, and therefore you would be obligated to say Yal V'Yavo and Rosh Chodesh on in benching. O Dilma, or maybe Kevan de Lo Aser Vasiyas Malacha. Well, Rosh Chodesh is different than all other days that you say Yal V'Yavo. because Rosh Chodesh doesn't have an Isser Malacha attached to it. So therefore, maybe lo maskiran. Maybe you wouldn't say it because you don't have an Isser Malacha. Tosos again points out, if you look at Tosos Odilma, it's towards the bottom, it's like the bottom, the last Tosos of the short lines. He says, wait a second, what do you mean there's no Isser Malacha by Rosh Chodesh? V'hada amar v'paragimu de Megillah, kol sheyeshbo bitu malacha la'am, ki go tani tzibor, v'tishabav, korin shlosha. The Gemara there, as far as in Megillah, is asking, how many olim to Kriyas HaTorah do you call up? And they say that if it's a day that you can do malacha, and therefore there'll be bitu malacha, if it goes too long, that you call three, but v'she'emo bit malacha, but the days that you don't have bit malacha, which would be kagon Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, because people don't work on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you get four. So you see from there that Rosh Chodesh does have this idea of no malacha. So why here does Gemara say that it doesn't have a malacha? So he says Hainu minog ba'alma shein regilin lasas malacha. That's just a minog. It's not an isr malacha. It's just a minhag that on Rosh Chodesh people don't do malacha, which is interesting because it lumps together Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. And the idea of malacha and Chol HaMoed is a major machlokas as to whether or not there's actually an Isra malacha, at least a raisa on Chol HaMoed. But here it seems to lump, Tosa seems to lump in Rosh Chodesh by saying it's only a minhag, which is another sugya about malachas and Chol HaMoed. But nevertheless, back to the Gemara asked, should we be saying Yal V'Yal on Rosh Chodesh in benching? And it's just, yes, we should because it's a din d'oraisa Rosh Chodesh, or no, we shouldn't because there is no Isser Malacha. So Rav Amar Maskir, Rav says you should say Yalav Yavo in Rosh Chodesh benching. And Rabbi Chanina Amar Eino Maskir, Rabbi Chanina says you don't have to mention it. So Amar Rav Zrika says, Nikom de Rav Biyatva, you should hold on to the Shita of Rav, meaning the halacha is like him, that you should say Yalav Yavo in benching. Why? Dikah Rav Oshia Kavasei, because Rav Oshia brought a brisa kishitasa, like to support Rav. The Tani, because we have the Tani Rav Oshia, we have a brisa stated by Rav Oshia. These are certain rules about when we have to say Kiddush. So he says Yomim Sheyesh Bem Korban Musaf, days that you have a Korban Musaf, days that you would offer a Musaf. Kigon, for example, Rosh Chodesh, you bring a Korban Musaf Rosh Chodesh. V'Chol Shomoi and Chol HaMoed, you bring a Korban Musaf Chol HaMoed as well. So then Arvis v'shachris u'mincha, Mariv and Shachris and Mincha, Mispalo Shmona Esrei, you say Shmona Esrei, play 18 brachas, for Omer Me'enam Ora, and you say, you know, something Me'enam Ora means you say Yalav Yavo, B'avoda, you say in Ritzei, V'im lo Omo Amar Chzirin Oso, but if you don't say it, and if you don't say it, he's returned. So when it comes to Shmona Esrei, there's an absolute chiyuv to say Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh. The Ein Behem Kedusha Alakos, but these days don't have Kiddush. The Yesh Behem Haskar of Birchas Hamazon, but you do mention it in Birchas Hamazon. So there you have it. You say Yalav Yavo in the benching, even on Rosh Chodesh. Let's look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says the Omer Me'enam Ora. It's like the last and then the first short line. The Omer Me'enam Ora. The Vakesh Rachum Al Yisrael Al Yushlaim. Me'enam Ora is to ask for pity and for mercy on Yisrael and Yushalayim, Lahashiv Avod L'mkoma L'asiyas Korbanos Hayom. They wanted to bring back the Korbanos. Okay? So there you have the Raya, pretty much. But the Brisa continues, Roshi continues, Yomim She'im Hem Korban Musaf. So days that you don't have a Korban Musaf. Kigon, for example, Sheni V'chamishi V'tanios. Monday, Thursday, and on fast days. The Gemara will ask what Monday and Thursday means. But for now, Kigon, Sheni V'chamishi V'tanios. U'ma'amados, and the days of the Ma'amados. What are the Ma'amados? Rashi points out that was the days. Rashi says, "Al Ma'amados Kulomar the Yomim Shel Ma'amados Shayu Misanim Arba Tanios B'Shabbes Sheni Ushlish Revi V'Chamishi Yume'in Rodi Duti Filos Tanis." They had something when the Ma'amados when they would switch, who would be the ones who would daven when the Kohanim had the Kohanim had the Mishmaros and the Yisrael had the Ma'amados. So that when they would switch, they would have some certain sort of tefila. But the Gemara just interjects and says, Sheni v'chamishi mai vadatiu. What are you talking about? What do we do on Monday and Thursday that you would say that we had this over here that it's a day that doesn't have korban musaf like sheni v'chamishi? Like what Monday and Thursday we're talking about? He says Ella sheni v'chamishi shel ta'anios. You're talking about sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. It's like almost like a bahab of ta'anios when they would make these fast days when there was a lack of rain, when they would make these fast days when there was something terrible going on. They would be gozer. So on those Monday they would have a Monday, Thursday, Monday like a bahab. So those days would that you would not, they would say that those days she'ibem korban musaf kashinu chamishim mamados. They wouldn't. I guess fit in the price of. I guess you wouldn't say made tomorrow. But the Gemara then says, what do you do? Arvis v'shach. So on these days, so we're talking about the mamados days which they fast, and on the sheni v'chamishi of the. No, that's how they changed it. The Gemara changed it. Sheni v'chamishi v'shenini. No, look, el sheni v'chamishi v'sheni shel ta'anios. That's how the Gemara changes it. It's not sheni v'chamishi and ta'anios. You add the word shel ta'anios. That's how the Gemara changed it, right? Ella, rather, it should mean sheni v'chamishi v'sheni shel ta'anios, right? And the end in the ma'amados. So an arvis v'shachris u'mincha. So a marv v'shachris u'mincha. Mispalo Shmona Esrei, you say Shmona Esrei, the Omer Me'ena Ma'ora, and you say something connected to the day. What would be Me'ena Ma'ora on a fast day? That would be Anenu. Seems here you say Anenu at Marv Shachris and Mincha, Shomei Tvila in the Bracha Shmona Tvila, the Imlo Amar, and if you didn't say Anenu in those times, Ein Machzir Oso, we do not, you don't have to go back. The Ein Behen Haskar Birchas Amazon, which I think is obvious, but if someone eats those days, you don't say Anenu in benching. But back to the original part of the Brisa, you saw that Rav Oshi is held like Rav, that you say Rosh Chodesh in benching. You say Yavi Yavu in benching. It's interesting to point out, the Gemara here says that on fast days, you say Anenu at Mariv the night before. Right? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Arvis, he says, Lel Knisasan, the night that they come in, which we don't even fast the night before, right? Only on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av do we fast the night before. He says, Va'afa, and Rashi points it out, he says, Va'afa pisha ocho v'shosa kol alayla, even though you can eat and drink the whole night, mispalo tefilas tainis me'achar shenichnas hayom. There's still a day, it's still considered tainis, even that night before. You have a heter to eat and drink, but it's still considered a tainis. That's what Rav Huna says on Daf Yud Aleph Maseches Tainis. Yachad Shekibo Lev Tainis. An individual accepts upon himself a fast. Afal Pisha Ocha V'Shosa Kol Alayla. Even though he can eat and drink the whole night, Mispalel Tefilas Tainis. He has to say Anenu. So you see over there that. So what does that mean? So it happens to be it plays a role. I mean, I know that some Machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Salvechik, and you see over here in this printout that Rav Yashiv mentions the same thing. Can someone get married the night of Shavuos Sefer Tammuz? Is that considered a 3 weeks or not? So Rav Moshe says, you know, B'Shas Hadchak, you can get married, it's not the 3 weeks, the fast day starts the night before. But Rav Salvechik was machmir, and he said, no, you see from here that even though you're allowed to eat and drink, that doesn't mean the fast didn't start yet. The Yom Tainis starts that night, and therefore the 3 weeks mamish start that night, and you wouldn't be able to get married on that night. He quotes from the Ramban in the Sefer Torah Sa'adam. He says that it really all the fast days should have started the night before. Just lo rachul nohog behen bechumros halalo, but meikar takana vadeir sun himekulam. Really, the fast Ramban paskens. Really, the fast starts the night before. So that's why you would be saying anenu. And we also don't say anenu in shachris, as Rashi points out. Rashi says, where is it? He says, continuing the Rashi, he says, but Shuvas go only matzasi brisa. He found a brisa that shana rabbi saying upamim shadam sharoi b'tainis ve'enu mispalel. Sometimes a person's fasting and doesn't daven. Upamim she'enu sharoi b'tainis and mispalel. Sometimes you aren't fasting and you daven. So haketzad kab b'knisasa v'amitziyasa. Meaning on erev tainis, when the night before afa pisha ati lechol achar tefila, even though you're going to eat after you daven, mispalel tefilas tainis is still say anenu. Uvelel macharoso, and the following night when you daven mariv, afal pisha odenu b'tainis kishem mispalat filas arvis enu mispalat filas tainis. You don't say mariv, even though you're still fasting. The night when it's over, you don't say anenu. He says ein anu regilim lomar arvis mafilu shachris. We don't even say it shachris, right? That's our min haloso. We don't say anenu in the private shmon esrei shachris. Why shema ya'arilo onis holy? Maybe someone won't feel well, or bulmus, he'll have to fast, he'll have to eat, benimsa shakram tefilaso, if you see that you're lying and you're davening. So the individual doesn't say it anenu at shachris. The shliach tzibor says it because shliach tzibor is representing the tzibor, there's going to be somebody in the tzibor is going to be fasting the whole day, but according to the Gemara here, you're supposed to say, we don't do that. We don't say anenu at night, and we don't say anenu at shachris either, but according to the Gemara here, there should be an anenu even the night before the fast starts. Okay. Ivailuhu. Next question. Mahu lahaskir shel Chanukah, which is Al Nisim. Should we say Al Nisim b'musafim? Let's say on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah, so we're davening Tefilas Musaf, so do we say Al Nisim and Tefilas Musaf? We do. But it's a shayla. What's the two sides? Kevan de lesbe Musaf b'tidei lo matkirin. Maybe because Musaf has nothing to do with Chanukah. The Musaf Tefilas come because of Shabbos, because of Rosh Chodesh. So it's not really a Chanukah Tefilah. And if it's not a Chanukah Tefilah, maybe we shouldn't say Al Nisim. Odilma yom hu shechayev aper tefilos. No, the day gets defined on Rosh Chodesh. The day gets defined as the day that has four tefilos, and you're supposed to say Al Nisim every tefilah of the day. So which way does it go? So Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Amri Tavayu eino maskir. They say you do not say Al Nisim. Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan, the Amri Tavayu maskir. They say you do say Al Nisim. Amar Abaye le Rav Yosef. So Abaye says to Rav Yosef that this din of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, who say that you don't say Al Hanisim in Chanukah Musaf, because Chanukah, there's no, Musaf is not a din in Chanukah. So they say, how do Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, diravu? That goes in accordance with Rav, who finds the support from Rav. The Amr of Gidl, Amr Rav. Rav Gidl says the name of Rav. Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos. So, okay, so we have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Hamaftir B'Navi B'Shabbos, Eino Tzarech Lahaskir Shel Rosh Chodesh. So when you say the Haftorah on Shabbos, you don't say Rosh Chodesh. You don't say Mekadosh Yisrael, Mekadosh Shabbos for Yisrael of Rosh Chodeshim. We don't say that in the bracha of Rosh Chodesh. Why? She'el Mali Shabbos ain Navi b'Rosh Chodesh. Because the only reason why you're saying the Haftorah is because of Shabbos. It has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. So too, he says, when it comes to Chanukah, the Musaf has nothing to do with Chanukah. The Musaf only has to do with, because it's Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it wouldn't get Al Nisim. So that seems to be a support for Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. The Gemara that says no, it's no comparison. Mi dami hasam navi b'Rosh Chodesh l'kaklal. The idea of Haftorah and Rosh Chodesh, there's no such thing as reading Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. But hacha isa ba'arvus shachas mincha. But on Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah, we do say Al Nisim on other three tefilos. So maybe it's a little. I mean, maybe it's just a little different. I'm splitting hairs a little bit, but it's different because there is no such thing as Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh, but there is such thing as Tefillah on Chanukah. You can then say, I guess, yeah, there's such thing as Tefillah on Chanukah, there's no such thing as Musaf on Chanukah. But the Gemara says it's not a full-fledged proof, and therefore we don't have a raya one way or another as to whether or not you should be saying, Al Nisim in Musaf on Chanukah. So the Gemara then says, El Lahadamya, it's similar to the following din. The Amar V'at Devoi, Amarav, Matana Amarav, Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos. Okay, so now we have Yontif on a Shabbos. Hamaftir B'Navi B'Mincha B'Shabbos. Apparently they used to do Haftorah at Mincha as well. So the person who's doing the Maftir and Mincha on Shabbos, Einu Tzorech Lahaskir Shol Yontif. He does not have to mention Yontif. She'el Moli Shabbos, Ein Navi B'Mincha B'Yontif. Because if it had not been Shabbos, there would be no Kriya of the Navi and Mincha and Yontif. So therefore, just like, but there is, there would be it's comparable to Chanukah, because just like Yontif has an idea of Haftorah, yet at Mincha there's no Haftorah. So too by Chanukah it has a din of Tefillah. Just by Musaf there's no such thing as Musaf. So just like on the Mincha of Shabbos Yontif you wouldn't mention Yontif in the Haftorah, so too by Chanukah you don't have to mention Al Nisim in the Musaf. And Rashi says Hamaftir b'Navi b'Mincha b'Shabbos, like the second to last Rashi. Matzasi b'tshuvas hagaonim shayu ragilim likros b'navi b'shabbosos b'mincha asar psukim. They would read 10 psukim of Navi at Mincha on Shabbos. Ubi made parsayim in the days of the Persians gazu gzeira shalasos. They made a gzeira v'chevish nistalkum. And we lost that mesorah. It sounds like sort of like the trelis. Chevish nistalkum. And we don't do it anymore. Again, but that's. Because they used to, right, because it's ksuvim, right, yeah. Someone pointed out, so that when they said Maftir B'Navi at Minchon Shabbos, it meant ksuvim, and then it makes sense, then that why they have the shrub. Right. Okay, so as at this point now, we basically say that we do not say Al Hanisim in Musaf on Chanukah, like on Rosh Chodesh or on Shabbos. But the Gemara says, "Veles hilchos kachol hanishmaititza." No, the halacha doesn't follow these halachos, right? Rather we say, "Ela ki hada amar Yeshua ben Levi Yom HaKippurim shechalios b'Shabbos." If you have Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos, hamispal on the ila when you daven the ila. So the ila is a purely Yom Kippur davening; it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Nevertheless, hamispal on the ila tzorich lahaskir shel Shabbos. You mention Shabbos in your davening because it's Yom Shneschayev ba'arba Tvilos, because it's a day that's chayiv and it's Tvilos. Basically, the day that Shabbos takes on this new status of being a Shabbos Yom Kippur, it's like a hyphenated Shabbos Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Razin once gave a shiur about that. When Yontif Shabbos, is it Shabbos and Yontif separately, two Kedushos, or a new din of Shabbos Yontif? So it seems to be it's a new din here of Shabbos Yom Kippur. So too that you would say, mention Shabbos in the Elah on Yom Kippur, so too you should mention Yontif in the Haftorah, and you should mention Al Anisim in the Musaf as well. Okay, so we're okay now. At least we're doing because that we say Al Anisim in the Musaf. So the Gemara then asks, Kasha Hilchosa Hilchosa. We can ask a stira, apparently a stira between two piske halachos. Amarta, we just said that Hilchosa Kirabashu ben Levi. We just said the halacha follows Rabbi Shuv and Levi, which would mean that we mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah. The Kaimalon, and we say that Hilchos HaKirava, that the halacha is like Rava, the Amar Rava, because Rava says, Yom Tov Shachal Yos B'Shabbos, when Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, Shliach Tzibor Hayor Lifnei HaTeva, the Shliach Tzibor who davens Mariv, and you're going to say Magen Avos, right? You're going to say Magen Avos, you know, we haven't said that in a while, but it's Magen Avos. Einot Tzarech Lahaskir Shal Yom Tov. He doesn't mention Magen Avos in Yom Tov. Because it had not been for Shabbos, you wouldn't be saying Magen Avos, right? You wouldn't have to say that. So you have a stira, because we just, according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you should mention Yontif in Magen Avos, because it's a day that is chuyuv in the davening. So the Gemara says, no, hachiyasha, there's a big difference. Hasam dinhu dafilu b'Shabbos nami lo tzarech. Really, halachically, you don't have to say Magen Avos on Shabbos either. The only reason why they instituted Magen Avos on Shabbos, Rabbanan Huda Tikune, Mishum Sakana, because people were coming late from the fields. On Erev Shabbos, people would work late, they would come late to the fields, and they'd be late to Maariv, and they would daven in the open fields, and if they came late and you would leave, they would be alone. Same idea why we say, you know, Baruch Hashem L'Olam at Maariv. So that's why they have Magen Avos in Shabbos, not because it's a din in Shabbos. Aval Hacha, but when it comes to Ne'ilah, right, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, it's Yom Hushan Eschai Bar Betvilos. That's very different. That's an actual Chiyuv in the day. It's a Chiyuv that you're supposed to say Ne'ilah, and since the day has a din of Ar Betvilos, so included in that day in Shabbos, that's why you mention. But by Mariv on Yontif night that falls out on Shabbos, you don't mention Yontif because the Magen Avos has nothing to do with the Kedushas Hayom. It's just a protective measure that we have for the people who came late. I guess on Yontif people didn't come late, so they didn't have to worry about instituting Magen Avos at for Yontif. Okay, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned things that you don't light on Shabbos. Don't use as fuel on Shabbos. They wore lo ba'alya, which was something from the tail, right? What was Alia? I forgot. You guys have the English. What is Alia? Everyone's on mute. Okay. Lova Alia and Lova Chalef. And not with the fats. But Nachum Hamadi said you can be madlik with cooked fat, Chalef of a Mavushal. And the Chachamim said that whether it's Mavushal or whether it's not Mavushal, you can't light with these fats. Yes? Say again? A sheep's tail, okay. And chaylev was these fats. Nachum Hamadi says you can do with cooked fat, but the Chachamim say you can't use whether it's cooked or not. You can't use the fat. But the Gemara Shmar says Chachamim hayu Tanakama. The Chachamim the same sheet of the Tanakama, right? The Tanakama says you cannot light with chaylev. Nachum Hamadi says if the chaylev is cooked, you can fat. And the Chachamim says no, even if it's cooked, you can't fat. You can't light with it. So it's the same thing as the Tanakama. You can't light with chaylev. So what's the difference between the Tanakama and the Chachamim? So Ike Benayu de Rav Bruna Amarav Lo Misaimi. The Nafkamina would be something that Rav Bruna said in the name of Rav, but we don't know which way. Rav Bruna said earlier, right? Rav Bruna said the Sharia de Tarov Hashem Kol Shehu. Rav Bruna said that if you mix together something that you're allowed to light with, he said that then it kashers the invalid fuel. If you put valid fuel in it, it kashers the invalid fuel. So either Chachamim or Tanakam would say, if you put some valid fuel with the fat, with the chalev, it would be good, but we just don't know which way. Right? Rashi says, the lo misaymi ein nikar mi oser mi matir. That would be the nafkamina. You just have to figure out which one. There would be a nafkamina between the Chachamim and the Tanakam as to whether if you mix together chalev, which is, I guess, with kosher shemen, if you mix it together, whether it be mutter to light it or not. Okay. Okay, the Mishnah now continues to discuss different fuels that are kosher to not kosher or not kosher to light on Shabbos. So, Eimadlikin, we saw this already. Eimadlikin b'shemen tzreifu b'yomtov. We can't use oil that is destined to be burned, which we mentioned was tamei shemen truma. That's omei lisari. If it's supposed to be burned, you can't use that on yomtov to light your candles. And the reason why we said, and we'll see it again in the Gemara, is because ain't sorfim kachim b'yantav. You're not allowed to use, not allowed to burn kachim on yantav. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, now back to Shabbos, eimad likim on Shabbos be'itron. It's some sort of, you know, foul-smelling solus of the pitch. Even though it burns well, it smells bad. Maybe they cover the Shabbos because it covered Shabbos because it's a bad smell. Be'chachamim matirim, the chachamim, they matir this. And they're matir b'chol hashemanim with all different types of oils. B'shemen shumshemin, which I guess means sesame oil. B'shemen egozim, some sort of oil that comes out of the nuts. B'shemen snonos, I guess radish oil. B'shemen dogim, fish oil. B'shemen pakuos, some sort of gourd. Right? B'shemen pakuos. B'itran, which is this foul-smelling thing. U'beneft, something also that is very foul-smelling. And Rabbi Tafron Omer, Ein Madlikim El B'Shemen Zayis Bilvad. You only can use Shemen Zayis. Rabbi Tafron seems to be pretty machmir. The only thing you can light on Shabbos with is with olive oil. So now the Gemara asks, goes back, what's the reason why on Yontif you may not use Shemen Sreifa, which again was Truma Temeya, that's supposed to be burnt anyway. My Taima, why can't we use that? Okay, Rashi has the Girsa of Minohan Emili. Oh, that's later. Okay, sorry. My Taima. Lefisha ain't sorfim kachim yontif. You can't burn kachim on yontif, right? So, which is interesting. That talks about kachim. And Tosos asked right away, what do you mean you can't? What's the connection between kachim and truma? Look at this Tosos. It's a good question. He says, Im tomar, hechi, and the Gemara is going to prove it from kachim. He says, hechi yalfino truma kachim. How can we learn out, just because you can't burn kachim on yontif, how does that prove that you can't burn truma tomeo on yontif? The kachim dinhu she'ein sreifa sandoche yantiv. Kachim is a halacha, is a din, that the sreifa doesn't burn yantiv. Lefi she'ein yachol lehenos b'sha sreifa. You can't get anything from it. There's no yantiv benefit for it on yantiv, because you can't get any benefit while it's burned. Right? But when it comes to truma, pasul truma, the kohen's allowed to get benefit from it burns, from when it burns. So there is a tzorich yantiv, right? You can't say that. So when it comes to back to Tosos, v'im tomar heichi alfin and truma mikachim, the kachim dinu she'ein sreifas and doche yantiv, lefi she'ein yochel lehenos b'shas sreifa. You're not allowed to get any benefit while it burns. V'lo arminin, and we don't say like we say on yantiv, mitok shehutra havar letzorich hutra namish lo letzorich. The idea of hutra, right? You allowed, just because like on yantiv, you're allowed to light a fire for one thing, for food, and maybe you're allowed to light a fire for something else. But we don't say that. We only say the elo shelo letzorich ochel nefesh havar letzorich she'tzat sreich. You have to have some sort of need to warm the water. But when it comes to kachim, there is no yontiv need that comes out at all for burning the yontiv, for burning the kachim. But he says, but when it comes to the truma, there is a need. You can get benefit from it. You can use it for, I guess, for firewood or for something like that. So how are you learning out kachim from truma? So Tosos gives two answers. The second answer, I think, the second answer is that the Ri says that it's a gzeres akasev, right? But the Riva says over here, say it outside. Riva says something like, it's like tough little lumdusha. He says that really, really, you're not allowed to get right. He says the vada came into us with Torah kol nosu. Really, that the din is when it comes to truma, the halacha is it has to be burnt. That's the halacha. It has to be burnt. You're not allowed to do anything else with it. They gave you a dispensation that you're allowed to get hanal while it burns. But lemaisa, and I don't understand how to answer questions, lemaisa, it's not allowed to, the only thing it's destined to be done is to be burnt. So it's the same as din as the kachim is destined to be burnt. So to the truma has this halacha that's destined to be burnt. But sof, you have a heter of hanal. So I think the question is better than the answer. Okay. But the Gemara, for whatever reason, compares kachim to truma. And then the Gemara says, we know hanimili. Well, where do we learn that you are not allowed to burn kachim on yontif. So I think Gemara is going to give three answers, three potential sources. So Amr Chizkiyah says, V'chein yitonon debei Chizkiyah, that they learned that the Brayson and the Beis Medrash Chizkiyah, Amakra, the Pasuk says, by the Basar of the Korban Pesach. By the Korban Pesach, it says, Lo so siru mimenu ad boker, don't leave any of it over until the morning. You have to eat the whole Korban Pesach to be eaten at night. V'hanosir mimenu ad boker, and whatever is left over in the morning, ba'ish tisrofu, it has to be burned. She'ein tamud lomar ad boker. We don't have to leave over, the second v'nosir mimenu ad boker, you don't have to say ad boker already, because the pasuk already tells you don't leave it over till the morning. And vanos remenu, we know that means you left it over till the boker. So what's the second ad boker? She ain't tamed lomer ad boker. Ma tamed lomer ad boker. What's the second ad boker? Ba'akas lutein lo boker shein l'srifaso. It's come to teach us that there's another boker, meaning don't leave it over till the morning. And if you left it over to the morning, ba boker, the next boker, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, that's when you burn it. Why? Because you're not allowed to burn the kachim on yontif itself. Abaye Amar. Abaye says we can learn the source that you can't burn kachim on yontif from here. The Amar Kra, because the pasuk says by Musaf on Shabbos, it says Olash Shabbos b'Shabboso. Right? It says the Ola of Shabbos could be burnt on a Shabbos. And I guess it's saying that these are also extra because we're really talking about it. It's just to say Ola Shabbos. It says Ola Shabbos b'Shabboso, the Lo Olas Chol b'Shabbos. You can't burn the Ola of the Chol on Shabbos. Below Olas Chol be Yontif, and you can't burn the Ola of the Chol on Yontif, meaning Kachim can't be burned on Yontif. There's a special dispensation that the Ola of Yontif can be burnt on Yontif, but the Ola of the Chol cannot be burnt on Yontif. That's number three. That's number two. And Rava, there are four sources. Rava Amar, Rava says Amakra. The Pasuk says, this is by the first and last days of Pesach. The Pasuk says, there kom alachol yaseh behem, achashe yachol chol nefesh, Hu levado yasa lechem, meaning who, which is talking about ochal nefesh. That's because the dispensation will light fires and cook for food on yontif. So who, meaning only for ochal nefesh itself, can you be done on yontif. The lo machshirin, you can't do other malachos to prepare for the ochal nefesh. I mean, you can't chisel out the knife or something like that. You can't make a knife or something. Or you can't make the oven. It only can be the stuff that's actually done for cooking. That you can do on yontif. And levado, what does the word levado mean? It says levado velo mila shlobazmana. You can't do a mila that is not on time. Meaning, if the baby was jaundiced and the bris would then and day and got healed and it's day 10, you can't do that bris on yontif. Right, lo mila shlobazmana the ase bekavachomer. And you learn out from kavachomer since mila shalobas mana can't be done on yontif. So to everything, anything, any mitzvah that can be done the next day can't be done on yontif. What can be done the next day? What's included in that? Burning kachim. Doesn't have to be done today. Burn it tomorrow. So just like a mila shalobas mana, which can be done the next day, cannot be done on yontif. So too, any mitzvah that can be done on a different day can't be done on yontif. Included in that is sreifas kachim. Rav Ashi Amar, the last source, Rav Ashi Amar, it says by yontif shabbason. Where is that? Rosh Hashanah is called Shabbason, right? It says Shabbason Zifron Shua. Sukkot and Shmini Tzeres are also, it says, by Yom Rishon Shabbason and Yom Shmini Shabbason. So Yontif is called Shabbason, which says Asehu. So therefore, there's an As Mitzvah Saseh. So Yontif has a Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbason, and has a Lo Saseh of Natu Malacha. And then there's a Mitzvah Saseh of burning the Kachim. But Vahave Yontif Aseh Velo Saseh. Then asay, so the asay of burning kachim cannot be docha a los asay and an asay. So the four sources as to where we learn out that you can't burn kachim on yontif, and the Gemara makes the jump from kachim on yontif to truma on yontif. You can't burn the truma on yontif. What joni truma can be burnt is the tamei truma. That's why you can't light with the shem and sreifa on yontif. Okay, shkoyach. All right, everyone have a good day. Stay busy. Mati, is that on, is he? Oh, Shkoya, awesome. Mati, I'll just give you a call, Mati. Mati, you on the whole time? I'll talk to him afterwards. All right.